The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 629.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She's a DJ, a music writer, and a record label manager, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Josephine Cruz. Josephine, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more by yourself to the listeners.
Yeah. First of all, thanks so much for having me. I'm really stoked to be on your podcast. Yeah, my name is Josephine Cruz. Some people know me as JM Cam. That's the name that I, DJ under. I do a bunch of different kind of music and media related things, including DJing, writing about music, and I also manage a record label that my partner and I recently started. Yeah, so I'm based in Toronto now, but kind of from all over the place. I've lived here for 3.5 years and I spent most of my life in Calgary. But yeah, I've been here now for the last 3.5 years, just trying to live a more passionate life, I guess you could say.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what's your cultural background?
So I'm actually half Chinese and half English. Yeah, my dad's family is Chinese from Hong Kong. And my mom's family, they're from the West Midlands region of the UK. So it's like, they're from Birmingham, but they're kind of from all over the place too. Like my mom's actually, her background's Irish.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what'd be your favorite self-confidence quote?
So my favorite self-confidence quote isn't actually a quote. It's more of a poem. There's a singer-songwriter, her name's Fiona Apple. And the poem's actually, it's a title of an album, but it's really long. You would never say the whole poem as the title. So the album's usually called When the Pawn, but how it goes, it says, "When the pawn hits the conflicts, he thinks like a king. What he knows throws the blows when he goes to the fight, and he'll win the whole thing before he enters the ring. There's no body to batter when your mind is your might. So when you go solo, you hold your own hand and remember that depth is the greatest of heights. And if you know where you stand, then you know where to land. And if you fall, it won't matter because you'll know that you're right." So I just like really love that. It's all about kind of, believing in yourself. And I actually have a tattoo inspired by this poem or quote, and it's a little pawn piece wearing a king's crown. So yeah, that's special to me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that great quote and poem. And, in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I think self-confidence is really just about, trusting yourself and trusting your abilities and trusting the choices that you can make ultimately.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. I totally believe, trusting yourself is huge when it comes to confidence, because if you don't trust yourself, you're not going to go out there and take action. So thanks for sharing that great definition. And Josephine, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I wouldn't say that my life was, bad or sad or anything per se. I think it was just, I was living a bit of an unfulfilled life. I think 5 years ago was really the start of my journey to where I am now. And I was living in Calgary. I was working in like a corporate 9-to-5 marketing job. I had just recently bought a home. I was married to like a great partner. And I kind of had, all these things that everybody thinks are markers of a successful life. But I still would wake up every day and feel that something was missing, or there was maybe something more out there for me. And I knew that, but I also had this really guilty feeling of not being satisfied with what I had, because I knew I had so much more than so many other people. And like I said, I had all these things that everybody's always wanting, but still not feeling like it was enough. So I think that feeling of guilt had held me back for a very long time. And yeah, I guess I just kind of describe it as sort of like living sort of like muted, with like the volume down a little bit and the saturation turned down. It wasn't a bad life, but it just wasn't as full as what I feel now.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we all go through, right? We feel like we live by other people's standards, thinking that, working a job, getting married, buying a house and lot and car and everything is what success is, not realizing like there's so many ways to live life. I think sometimes we feel trapped, right? I mean, I've been through that. Like you just know there's always something more out there than just working that 9-to-5 or thinking you'll be in that same chair or cubicle till like you're 60.
Totally. And I think in a city like Calgary too, that's, you know, it's a little bit more conservative and a lot of people kind of follow the same similar life trajectory. It's even more easy to kind of like fall into that. And it's so funny because I used to, like you said, sitting in a cubicle in my old job, in the walls of my cubicle, I used to post up like, you know, inspiring quotes about like, you know, living your most true life and all that stuff. And then really realizing that I wasn't actually, by sitting in that cubicle doing that, I was kind of doing the opposite. So yeah, it's kind of funny.
Totally. I mean, I felt the same way. Like, you know, I used to work in an office and I just always knew there was something more out there than just being here from 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. And I mean, yeah, we feel bad thinking like, oh, why should we think this way? But, you know, deep inside, our gut feelings telling us we should go out there and, you know, live, you know, authentically, live our best life. But sometimes we do get scared because of society. But, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized you can go out there and be who you are today, do and be more and live authentically? What was that aha moment?
Yeah, I don't know if there was like one specific moment, but, you know, as I was kind of coming to these realizations that I wasn't living authentically, that there was maybe more out there, that I maybe wanted to get out of Calgary, at the same time, like kind of my relationship, obviously that impacted my relationship, like sharing with my partner that I maybe wanted to move and he didn't want to move. Like you start really seeing how you maybe want different things out of life. So yeah, we did end up like going through like a separation and eventually getting divorced. And I think that that was obviously a huge changing point for me because, you know, I'd basically been in a relationship with someone else since I was like 16 years old, not this one person, but I kind of went straight from long-term relationship to long-term relationship. And this one person, we were together for almost 10 years. And so getting out of that, it was kind of like the first time that I was like truly on my own in my adult life and really had to learn to, you know, rely on myself and trust myself. And I think it was also going through that is obviously very difficult and basically one of your biggest fears. So when you've sort of faced one of your biggest fears and gone through it, there's this sense of like empowerment and like fearlessness that comes with that. So yeah, I definitely look at that as, although it was a difficult time, ultimately it really made me a lot stronger and kind of prepared me to go out into the world and take it on.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And yeah, you know, anything we do in life is always going to be, especially if it's something that we're pursuing that we love, it's going to be scary. It's going to, you know, we're going to second guess ourselves sometimes thinking, did I make that right choice? But really, it's worth it in the end because we get to do what we love, especially you right now, right? You get to do what you love. You're living your best life. You're living your true self. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
It's definitely different to how it used to be. I still sometimes kind of look at my life or what I'm doing and I can kind of can't believe that it's me in a weird way. It's just so different to how it was before. And like I said, I didn't have a bad life, so I never want to say that it's better, but I definitely feel like I'm just living more like truthfully. And it's hasn't been easy. I mean, it's been really, really hard, especially, you know, working for yourself or being an entrepreneur. There's a whole new set of kind of like stresses that come with that. But I definitely wouldn't trade it for anything. I feel much more strong. I feel much more sure of myself. I feel very optimistic about the future. I have less self-doubt and less fear. And I think really the best thing is I never wake up anymore with that feeling of, is there something more for me?
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned, you know, even though you are doing what you love, like it's not always easy, right? I mean, we still go through hardships, you know, it's always like a roller coaster. Some days you're up, some days you're down, but it's just that, you know, all those things isn't as bad as it is because you get to do what you love. And, you know, as we have build our confidence and learn to trust and rely on ourselves, we just keep pushing through. And, you know, it's the greatest feeling in the world. But and you know, that's great that you were able to share, like, it's not always roses and butterflies, but it's still great life that you're living. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence, what would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would just say that, you know, your intuition is always right. So if you're kind of feeling something, or if you're having that feeling, you know, like there was maybe something more for you or something different, that you should definitely follow it. And I'm also like, I'm not an advocate for making like rash decisions. Like, I think that if it's like quitting your job or like leaving a relationship or something like that, you definitely have to think those things through and just really try to listen to yourself. And I know I sometimes say that to people and they're like, oh, I don't ever feel like I have that inner voice. So some people are definitely more in touch with their intuition than others. But I think that you can, you know, kind of work on tapping into it and hearing it and going kind of deep within yourself. Because if you're going to be on this journey towards more self-confidence, that inner voice is going to be, you know, your best friend on this journey of like knowing and loving yourself. So yeah. And another thing would be to kind of like make sure that you can gain that sense of self-worth and confidence from within instead of external factors. It's definitely like one of the hardest things and a lot easier said than done. But, you know, we can all kind of like easily fall into those kind of traps of getting self-worth from unhealthy places. And sometimes that's like relationships with people, or sometimes that's things like working. You know, I've definitely gone through, since I've been, you know, working for myself for the last 3.5 years, I think I've definitely gone through periods where I was having an unhealthy relationship with work because I was feeling a lot of like my confidence or self-worth or stability from that. So yeah, it's a work in progress for sure. But yeah, I would just following your intuition was the big one for me.
Thanks for sharing them. Those are great tips that you mentioned. Yes, following intuition is really huge. Sometimes it could just be, you know, a feeling that you have that you just can't explain, but you just have to go out there and do it. And sometimes it's not going to look like how you picture it in your head. In fact, it could look like the total opposite, but you just have to realize that, you know, the universe or whatever you believe in has your back and you just go out there and do it. And yeah, it's not a walk in the park, but like everything, you know, like if you want to do something or go out there and do something great, it's going to take practice. You have to put in the work to be who you want to be. So I really love the tips that you mentioned. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out some of your work, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, so I'm all over social media. It's the same for everything, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. And it's JayemKayem, so JayemKayem. And then my record label that I recently launched with my partner is called Bare Selection. So it's BareSelection. And we're on all social media there too. So yeah, I would love to connect with people. And if anybody happens to hear this and has any like more questions for me, then I'm always down to like field those via social. So feel free to reach out basically.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Josephine, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Josephine's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Josephine for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thanks for sharing that, Josephine.
Thank you so much, Gina. And I really appreciate you and what you're doing with this podcast and with kind of like helping people through these things. So yeah, thank you so much.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to get your daily boost of confidence.